Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Today we're talking about the benefits of being thankful. Yes, it's very important to have a thankful spirit, to have an attitude of gratitude. Well, how can you show that you are thankful? There are so many ways. Carolyn, what comes to your mind when you think of how to express your gratitude?
Well, I think the easiest thing that you can do is simply to say thank you. Tell someone that you really appreciate the things that they have done. But of course, there are actions that you can do, ways that you can express this. Right, Gabe?
I think you're right, Carolyn. Sometimes it's nice to do acts of service for other people to show that you appreciate them. I do that sometimes. I also think it's important to show others how much they mean to you by writing something out for them, like a thank you card. Thank you cards can be very helpful and encouraging. Well, how can you show your thankfulness in life? Right now it's time for us to get started. The benefits of being thankful.
The benefits of being thankful. Discover how a thankful spirit benefits you and others. With bad news all around us, it's sometimes easy to feel discouraged. Yet according to experts, it's much healthier to maintain a positive attitude. But how can you do it? Stop and think of all the things you are thankful for. You may be surprised how many things you can think of. Being aware of your many blessings makes it easier to have a thankful attitude. Why is that important, though? The benefits. Grateful people are kinder and more likely to feel loved.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. November is often called the month of thanks. In today's article, we'll learn about why being grateful and thankful is not only for November, but for any time. Let's take a look at our keywords before we begin. Discourage. Discourage is a verb. Matthew has been discouraged since he lost his job. Hopefully, he'll find a new one soon. Blessing. Blessing is a noun. We should never take our many blessings for granted. Depression. Depression is a noun. Samantha has suffered from depression for many years. Satisfaction. Satisfaction is a noun. Our company's employees express a great deal of job satisfaction. Your more information words are optimism. Optimism is a noun. Contagious. Contagious is an adjective. Think about that as we start our article.
We will learn about why it is important in a little bit, but first, let's go back to the beginning of this article. Discover how a thankful spirit benefits you and others. So, if you have a thankful attitude or an attitude of gratitude, it can benefit you as well as the people around you.
It's true, and we read here with bad news all around us, it's sometimes easy to feel discouraged. And there is bad news all around us. Maybe it's not around you in your room, but this means in the world, or maybe in the newspapers or online. You can read about bad news all over the place.
That's right. Well, they report on bad news because people think it's more interesting, maybe more exciting, but good news is always wonderful to hear, and with bad news all around us, we can get discouraged sometimes. But we don't want to do that. We do want to look at the word discourage, though. And if you are discouraged, then you're not really happy, right, Gabe?
That's right. Maybe you have been working really hard to do something. Or maybe you really want to have a good attitude, but you just feel discouraged. Something is stopping you from having a good attitude. Maybe you have been looking for a job for a long time. You've applied to many different places, sent in your resume to lots of different companies, and nobody is hiring. You might feel discouraged. Well, don't give up.
That's right. Don't be discouraged. Be hopeful. You can do it. You can move past this. And we read that having a good attitude is a good place to start. So, continuing, yet according to experts, it's much healthier to maintain a positive attitude.
Well, of course, this makes sense to all of us. We know that in our heads, but sometimes it's hard to actually do, to maintain a positive attitude. That means it can be a choice. You can maintain or keep a positive attitude.
That's right, but how can you do it? This is a very good question. We know that we should be happy, that we should not be discouraged and just keep hoping that things will turn out okay. But how can we do that, Gabe?
Well, we read here, stop and think of all the things you are thankful for. This is just a beginning. You can stop thinking about whatever you're thinking about and think about things that you are thankful for. Think about positive things. Let's take a look at that phrase, to stop and do something. Maybe you want to stop and consider before you buy something.
That's right. Or you want to stop and listen to what someone else has to say before you make a decision.
Or maybe a common phrase I hear is, stop and smell the roses. That means don't just rush through life busily, but actually take time to enjoy it. Stop and smell the roses. And here we're reminded to stop and think of all the things we are thankful for. We read on, you may be surprised how many things you can think of. Can you think of many things you are thankful for?
Well, we've been talking about thankfulness and Thanksgiving this month, and there is a lot to be thankful for. Being aware of your many blessings makes it easier to have a thankful attitude.
Okay, so it's important to be aware about many things in life, right? You want to be aware of your blessings here. That's a word from our word bank. Your blessings, those are the good things that are happening in your life. Things that happen to you, or maybe just good things that you have in life.
That's right. And for me, coming to Taiwan, moving to Taipei, was a very big blessing. I love my life here, and I love working at Studio Classroom, and it's wonderful all of the people that I have been blessed with as co-workers, right, Gabe?
That's right, Carolyn. You do have some wonderful co-workers right here, and you are a blessing as well. You're a wonderful co-worker. It's good to count your blessings, friends. That's a phrase we use in English, to count your blessings. That means to list them out, to think about them, and talk about them. Now, sometimes something bad might happen in life, and you think it's horrible, but that could just be a blessing in disguise. That's another good phrase, D-I-S-G-U-I-S-E. That means it looks bad on the outside, but really, in the long run, you look back, and you're thankful for it. It was a good thing.
That's right. And we continue reading. Why is that important, though? Why do we need to be thankful for these things and count our blessings? And right now, it is time for us to learn with Liz in the Grammar Gym about that phrase.
Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence, being aware of your many blessings makes it easier to have a thankful attitude. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the pattern. Being adjective makes it adjective to do something. Being a certain way can make a situation turn out a certain way. So in the case of today's sentence, if you are aware of your many blessings, then having a thankful attitude is easier. Okay, let's have a look at some more example sentences. Being sensitive to the needs of other people makes it easier to not be so selfish. Or, being quick to listen and slow to speak makes it easier for you to understand what others are trying to communicate. Or, being the first to apologize makes it harder for others to stay mad at you. So give the sentence pattern a try. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, now let's start to talk about the benefits of being thankful. Okay, number one, grateful people are kinder and more likely to feel loved. Well, those are two great benefits. You are a kinder person and you will feel like you are more loved.
Well, that sounds like two really great benefits, actually. I know that if you feel thankful, if I feel thankful about something, then I want to express that thanks to other people by being nice to them.
That's right. And if you have a positive attitude, then of course it's easier to feel like other people love you and you will be a kinder person. Well, this is something that maybe sounds easy, but you need to practice it. Be thankful, okay? Now it's time for us to learn something with Michelle and the Language Lab, and then we'll come back and talk about other benefits.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 discouraged 这个形容词。它原本是 discourage， 是气馁这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指沮丧的或者是气馁的。例如 ,Bobby wasn't discouraged when his colleagues didn't accept his suggestions. Bobby 并没有因为同事们没有接受他的建议而感到沮丧。他的反义词是 encouraged,E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E-D。例如 ,Isabel felt so encouraged when her first novel was published. Isabel 第一本小说出版时她感到深受鼓舞。接下来我们看的是 optimism 这个名词。Optimism 是指乐观或者是乐观主义。例如 Maggie's optimism makes her very popular with her peers. Maggie 的乐观让她在同侪中很受到欢迎。她的反义词是 pessimism, P-E-S-S-I-M-I-S-M。例如 there's an universal pessimism about the future of the company. 大家对于公司的前景都持悲观的想法。
Well, today we are talking about the benefits of being thankful. Are you a thankful person? What are you thankful for? It's important to think about the positive things in your life, especially with all the bad news that is around us every day. You want to think about the good things, the blessings in your life. And of course, there are many benefits to being thankful. We already talked about one. If you're a thankful person, you will be kinder and feel more loved by others. But there are more benefits. Let's learn what those are now.
The benefits of being thankful. Thankful people have higher levels of optimism. People who practice gratitude can increase their happiness by 25%. Grateful people have lower levels of depression and stress. People who are grateful place a low value on material goods. Therefore, they don't waste their time and energy desiring what others have. Thankful people express greater satisfaction in life and more hope for the future. The biggest benefit, though, is that a thankful attitude is contagious. You might be surprised by how good it makes you and those around you feel.
Well, being thankful does make you feel great. So, let's continue learning all about these benefits of being thankful. Our next one here, thankful people have higher levels of optimism. Now, that is a big word there, the word optimism. What does that mean, Gabe?
That means you usually see things in a positive way. Okay, you are an optimist, O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T. Now, the opposite, Carolyn. What's the opposite of optimism?
Well, that would be pessimism, and that means that you think about things in a very negative way. You always look at the bad points of things. But if you are a thankful person, then you are more likely to be an optimist and have lots of optimism to look at things as the better part of the issue. So you might say that the glass is half full, Gabe.
Hey, that's right. That's a good phrase. The glass is half full. If you have a glass half full of water, a pessimist will think the glass is half empty. An optimist will say the glass is half full. Okay, well, let's look at another benefit here. People who practice gratitude can increase their happiness by how much? 25%. All right, maybe you think you're an unhappy person. You should start being thankful about things in life. You can increase that happiness by 25%.
Well, that's a pretty big increase, and all you need to do is be thankful. Think about the many blessings that you have in your life, and maybe even make a list. And then you can look at them if you are having a bad day and remind yourself just how lucky you are.
All right. And the next tip we have here, the next benefit, is that grateful people have lower levels of depression and stress. Well, that's great. We've already learned this month about how different things can help with stress, right? Exercise can help to reduce stress. And of course, if you are a grateful person, that can help reduce stress as well.
It also helps to reduce levels of depression. And that is a word from our word bank. Depression is that terrible, sad, overwhelming feeling that you just can't get over. But if you are thankful, then it can help lessen those feelings. Then you won't be depressed or upset.
That's right. Now, many people have different reasons for why they feel depression or why they are depressed. Sometimes someone might be depressed for a long time. Maybe the doctor will say this is a kind of illness that you have that is called clinical depression. Sometimes people experience depression just for a short time. Maybe every once in a while, okay? There are different kinds of depression, but if you have a thankful spirit, this can help to fight against depression.
That's right, and we want to help you fight against depression by giving you some time with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, where they will share with us about stinking thinking.
Hello, everyone. First off, we should say to all of you,
Happy Thanksgiving!
We're learning that being thankful, not just during Thanksgiving, but all year round, is very beneficial.
I like the fourth benefit our author mentions because it points to a fascinating phenomenon that we often overlook, and it's this: how you think has an effect on your physical health.
We all know that when we're not getting enough sleep or when our bodies don't feel well, it can put us in a bad mood. A sick body often affects our emotions and attitude in a negative way.
That's right. But it works the other way too. When we let ourselves get discouraged or stressed out, when we complain and dwell on being angry and critical, what some people call stinking thinking, those negative thoughts will actually have a harmful effect on our bodies.
Stinking thinking can manifest itself physically through stomach ulcers, chest and back pain, and dizziness, just to name a few.
So cultivating a thankful heart, that is, intentionally and frequently counting our blessings, is a good way to ward off the dangers of stinking thinking. It'll help keep our bodies healthy.
今天是感恩节，顾名思义，感恩节的精髓就是要感恩。今天的课文说，根据专家指出，保持正面积极的态度会让人更健康。感恩的人比较不那么忧郁，压力也比较小。相对的，如果我们不懂得感恩，而且常常有所谓的 stinking thinking 负面的思考，对他人只会批判，那就可能导致 身体的种种病症。所以呢，我们可以借着今天感恩节停下脚步，想想你该感恩的一切事物，那样会对你的身心灵 都有帮助的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. That's right. It's important not to have stinkin' thinkin'. You want to be a thankful person. Let's look at our next benefit here. People who are grateful place a low value on material goods. All right. Well, what is a material good, Carolyn?
Well, that is something that you buy. So something that you can't take with you when you die, a material good. Mm-hmm. So lots of people put emphasis on having a really nice car or a big house or expensive computers or clothes. But those are just material goods.
That's right. And if you're thankful, a really thankful person, you don't place a really high value on those things. You place a high value on your friendships and your family, those kinds of things. So therefore, they don't waste their time and energy desiring what others have. Do you ever really desire what other people have? Caroline, I think there's a word for that when you just really want what someone else has.
Yes, I think that might be envy.
That's right. You envy something that someone else has. You envy other people. Maybe you covet or you are greedy. Of course, that's not a good attitude to have. Don't waste your time or energy desiring what other people have. Be thankful for what you have.
That's right. And we continue reading that thankful people express greater satisfaction in life and more hope for the future. Well, that is great. And there's a great word from the word bank, satisfaction. If you have satisfaction, that means that you are happy with the way things are.
Yeah, you're satisfied. You're content. Of course, if you are working in business or you're a salesperson, it's important to have customer satisfaction. You want your customers to be satisfied with your product.
That's right. And we continue. The biggest benefit, though, is that a thankful attitude is contagious. So if you are thankful, other people will be thankful as well.
And I think this is very true. I know many thankful people, and I love being around them. It affects my attitude as well. Okay, so you might be surprised by how good it makes you and those around you feel. It's so important to be thankful.
It is, and I am very thankful that we can spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们来看的是 depression 这个名词。Depression 是指忧郁或沮丧。例如 ,Daniel slid into depression after being laid off. Daniel 被裁员之后就陷入忧郁中。或者是 Alan suffers from depression and is on medication now. Alan 患有忧郁症而且现在在用药。他的动词是 depress, 意思是指压抑或者是使沮丧。例如 ,cold snowy weather always depresses me. 寒冷又下雪的天气总是让我感到沮丧。最后我们看的是 satisfaction 这个名词。satisfaction 是指满足或满意。例如 ,customer satisfaction is our company's ultimate goal. 顾客的满意是我们公司最终极的目标。他的动词是 satisfy,s-a-t-i-s-f-y。意思是使满足，例如 The tabloid satisfies people's curiosity. 八卦报道满足人们的好奇心。 And let's get back to our lesson.
It is Thanksgiving, so what will you do to show people that you are thankful?
Well, actually, Carolyn, I wrote a thank you card here just for you to show you I'm thankful.
For me? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You can read it now if you want.
Oh, thank you, Gabe. Well, let's see. It says, thank you. Dear Carolyn, thank you for being good friend. Your friend, Gabe. Gabe, you're missing a word.
I am?
It should say, thank you for being a good friend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for being a good friend and for being a good teacher.
Ah, well, thank you, Gabe, and thank you for joining us today on Studio Classroom. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.